I'm Lethasia.
And I'm with Sydney.
And this is Septum Sisters. Let's start the show.
So this is where we spark up with a hot news story. Dominican Republic.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. What's going on? Dominican Republic. People keep getting killed. I think 8 deaths in the recent month. And I don't know why people keep going, because I don't know if it's I feel like people are just being sold an image of the DR being a dangerous place. Mm-hmm. Like some Baltimore shit going on. Like don't go outside because you might get killed shit. Based on what I've seen, I think it's a fucking serial killer. Yeah. Because the thing we're being sold is the dangers of the DR. Mm-hmm. You're going here, you're going to this mysterious place, you don't know who's there, you don't know what's going to happen. But people who are staying in the safe zones of their hotel, not leaving, they're dying of mysterious repeated food illnesses, and it's only United States citizens. I think it's a serial killer who has access to, so probably works within the service industry there, and is killing United States tourists. And I think it's being covered really well by, whitewashing and general racism. It's a lot easier to think, oh, it's a dangerous area, rather than there's one person who's committing all these seemingly unrelated, but seemingly related things.
And that's how all serial killers get away with it for so long. They always choose, populations that people don't care about, whether they're, sex workers, whether they're, people of color, whether they're, in outside of the U.S. or Europe.
So, yeah, that's the DR. Any other thoughts about it? I'm just really freaked out by it, and I'm not going.
Yeah, no one needs to go for a little bit.
So, our next section is In the Weeds.
So this week, we're going to talk about Pride. It's Pride Month.
Happy June. Happy Juneteenth. Happy holidays, y'all. Yes.
And so we've had Pride of Baltimore since 1978, when it was signed into a city law.
To have Pride?
That Pride.
Oh.
So, the first Pride happened in Baltimore, in Charles Village, in the 70s. And those were also led by local LGBT groups. And so because of them, you get to party in the streets and celebrate.
Okay. Cool. Mm-hmm. Pride is the best time of year. It's everything for me.
It's a highlight. It's a highlight of the year.
It's the grand occasion. You can go out and see people you haven't seen in 6 years, 20 years.
You get to dance. You get to just feel the love, the energy, the music.
Throwing ass.
The blackness. It's so black. It's just so black, so gay.
It is. And then there's funnel cake.
And alcohol and blunts and just
love. And so much free love and gayness. There's so many looks. Queer.
Thank you for listening to our first episode.
Yeah, thanks. This is what we're all about. Excuse me. Good times and best friendship.
Mm-hmm. Make sure to like and subscribe. Follow us on Twitter at Septum Sisters.
Yeah, just at capital Septum capital Sisters or lowercase. Just.
I guess this is where our exit music will play.